Today, sharing the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Gittin Daf Pei Tes. We begin on Pei Tes Amud Aleph on the second line with the words Amar Rava. Rava tells us Yotza Lo Shem Mizano Ba'ir. Rashi tells us that we're dealing over here with a woman who was a Pnuya. Rashi says Leisha Pnuya Ba'ir, and this rumor goes about that Rachmana Litzlan, this woman had committed sexual improprieties. She had had relations Mizano Ba'ir. Rashi tells us La'ove Kochavim Uli Evid. She had relations either with a guy or with an Evid Kenani, and both of these, if she had relations, then we should post Lin Osama Nakuna would not allow her to go and marry a Kohen. She would have the halachic status of a Zona. So in this situation, Rava tells us Ein Choshla, we don't have to be concerned that maybe she did have, in fact, that's what the rumor says, that she'd had relations with the guy or with the Eved Kenani, and we do not concern ourselves with this. Ein Choshen La Osra Lekuna. Rashi tells us that we don't have to be concerned that this woman really had that relations and she's not allowed to marry a Kohen. Why? My time, why aren't we concerned? Because we say, Pritzusa Bi Alma Hu Dechozu La. Because what was the rumor actually saying? It wasn't that she actually had relations, it was that she was acting in an improper way. As Rashi says, Shesichaka Bishuk. She was talking inappropriately in the marketplace with them. O Miech Lo Ben Dadeo. They saw them just touching, but not actually having relations, and therefore we don't have to be concerned that in fact she did have relations, unless we have Edom, of course, that say that she did. Now, this statement of Rava, this school of Rava, is actually a machlokas tanoi. As the Gemara tells us now, kitanoi, that this is a machlokas, do we or do we not have to be concerned in this situation? Rava took the side of the opinion, says we don't have to be concerned, but this is a machlokas tanoi. Because the Baisa tells us, Ochlo Bashuk, if a woman goes and eats in the marketplace, this was considered something that was preachers, it wasn't considered something that was sneers, and therefore this would lead us to suspect that this woman possibly did other things as well. So if a woman is Ochlo Bashuk, or Girgira Bashuk, Rashi tells us that Holcha Nitias Goren, she walked about in a way that is an arrogant way, a posturing way, a showing off way in the marketplace, or Hinika Bashuk, she had a child, and she was nursing the child in the marketplace. This is considered, again, something that is not sneers. So all of these acts that she did are all evidence that this woman is not a tzanua woman. And Bekulon, Rabbi Meir, Omer Teitze. In all of these situations, she was married. We have to be concerned enough by these actions that she, in fact, had committed adultery. We obviously don't punish her as an adulteress with Mises based in. However, the husband has to divorce. He's not allowed to live with her anymore, and she would lose her ksuba. So in this situation, the Tana, Rav Meir, is concerned, and these types of actions, these rumors that go about, are in fact taken very seriously. Not like Rava said that we ain't choshen. Rav Meir says choshen. Furthermore, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Mishayisu v'yitnu ba muzoros balavona. He says, no, you need a higher standard, and that is that the women, Rashi tells us, the women are talking about it. Noshim atovus b'shuk, the women that are spinning in the marketplace, they're doing their work in the marketplace, lor halavona, by the light of the moon, v'darkon lasuach sichos b'telos uladaber b'chashudos shebeir. And while they're sitting there spinning, they end up talking, and they talk about the women of the town, and if they're talking about this woman, that she, in fact, has been acting in an inappropriate way. So Rekiv is also choshesh that higher level than Rav Meir, but he is choshesh that in fact this woman did in fact have relations and would have to leave her husband. So these opinions of Rav Meir and Rabbi Akiva aren't like Rava's opinion. On the other hand, the Tana, Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, is like Rava. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, Im Kain, if you're telling us, Rabbi Akiva, that if they're just talking about her, then that's enough that she has to leave her husband, then lo hinachta basli Avram Avinu, sheoshevas tachas ba'ala. Then no woman is safe from this. As Rashi tells us, sheyesh oivim, there are always going to be women that don't like that woman, and motziim kol b'chinam, b'remez muat, and they'll go cast aspersions about her with very little evidence, and she'll have to leave her husband. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says, no, these rumors, like Rava had said, are not enough to go make a woman have to leave her husband or to make her not be eligible to marry a Kohen if they're just rumors. Because he says, Vatora Omra ki matzo bo ervas dover. When is a person supposed to divorce his wife? When there is dover, ervas dover. And lohal omer, and also we tell us, al pishnayim edim, o shlosha al pishlosha edim, yokum dover, that there is a requirement to go and convict someone when you have witnesses, two or three witnesses, kosher witnesses. And therefore, it uses the lashon of dover in regards to kosher witnesses, and it uses the lashon of kimasu ba'ervas dover in regards to a woman, Rachmana Litzlan, being considered that she had done something inappropriate, sexually inappropriate. So Ma'al Halan David Barer, Avkan David Barer, just like by witnesses, it has to be kosher witnesses testifying so too, in order for us to accept this concern that this woman was Mizana, or that this woman had done something inappropriate, it has to be via appropriate witnesses. And that's the sheet that the Rava says, like Rav Yochanan ben Uri, Ein Choshesh in law in this situation. Tana Rabbanan, we learn the following braisa, Be'ula, if a woman who Rashi says was a besula, and a rumor came about that she in fact had had relations with either the eved or with a guy, yotza al besula beir kol beula. This rumor came about that she was in fact no longer a besula, but she had had relations with this eved or with this guy. So ein choshla. The Braisa says also, like Rava had said, that we're not choshesh in this situation. The Braisa further adds, Nesua ain't choshen law. Even if the rumor came about, Yotzal Pinuya kol shehi nesuya, that if a rumor came about a woman that was previously thought to be a Pinuya, an unmarried woman, and now a rumor comes out that she is in fact married. Now, Rashi points out that this is days after the event. Our Mishnah had said that if it occurs on that day, then we are concerned, and we'll discuss this more later in the Gemara today as well. But here we're talking about this call, this rumor that she was married, came out days later. But Anu Muchsokim Babacheska Shipnuya, we had previously known her to be a Pinuya, and now rumor comes out that a while ago she in fact had become married. Also, Ein Choshlo, the Rai says, we don't have to be concerned about a rumor from a couple of days ago and not a fresh new rumor that she was married today. Likewise, if a woman Arusa Ein Choshlo, if a woman has a concern that she accepted Erisim from somebody, as Rashi tells us, Yotza me olea kol, she arusa ze yamin. Again, it didn't occur today, but it occurred a while ago, so we also ignore that. Likewise, if a rumor comes about that she got married today, however, shelo liploni, but we don't know who the husband is. Yotza olea kol, Rashi says, shemukudesh hayom, so we normally would be concerned about that. However, avalo huskiru shemo, they don't know who she got married to, and therefore it's just niskasha stam. So Rashi tells us, ein choshlo, like the Gemara says, shelo liploni ein choshlo. We don't have to be concerned in that situation as well. Likewise, if a rumor came out that she got married today, but be'ir acheres, in another city, as Rashi says, yosakan kol plonis miskadeshes hayom, but b'makom plonis, in another place. So unless we have evidence that she really got married, ein choshlo. We don't have to be concerned about that as well. Rashi continues and says, if a rumor came about a woman that she was a mamzeres, so likewise, ein choshtinla. We don't have to be concerned that this woman is in fact a mamzeres. Rashi tells us over here that this rumor is yotza kol, she mamzeres, that comes out that she's a mamzeres, so we had a clear understanding that she wasn't a mamzeres, so now this rumor comes out, so if there's no evidence to it, we don't have to be concerned about it as well. Likewise, if there's a rumor that says Shivcha, that this woman who we previously thought was a regular kosher Yiddish lady, so now we find out, or a rumor comes out that says that she's a Shivcha, also Ein Choshlo. We don't have to be concerned about that. We retain her chazaka, her status, both with the Mamzeres case and the Shivcha case, that she is a regular kosher Yiddish lady. What happens if a rumor comes out, Hikdish Ploni Nechosov, or Hifker Ploni Nechosov? If a rumor comes out that a person was either Makdish all of his property, or that he made Hefker all of his property. So again, no witnesses to this. So again, we leave the status quo as it is. The Chazaka stays as it is. In Choshenland, we don't have to be concerned, and any of the property that was, quote, Hekdish, it's allowed to still be used. It doesn't have the status of Me'ila to it, and any of his properties that somebody else grabbed, they have to return to him, because in this situation, in Choshen land, we don't concern ourselves that he really made his stuff hefker, and nobody can just go and grab his stuff from him. Okay. Now, Amar Ula tells us that which we said in our Mishnah, that we have to be concerned about rumors, it's not just a plain state out, there's a rumor going about. Lo Shishamu Kol Havar. Not that there's just a rumor going about that this woman had gotten married. That's not the case that the Mishnah is talking about, that we have to be concerned about it. It has to be more than that. It has to be circumstantial evidence supporting the rumor. Lo Shishamu Kol Havara. Ella Kadesh Yu Nero's Dolkos, that they saw that there were candles lit up in the wedding hall, Umitos with sauce, and all the tables were set. They used to have little couches that they would sit upon. So everything was set up for a wedding. Uvnei Adam Nichnas in the Yotzer, and people going in and out from that place, the Omen, and they're saying, Plonis Miskadesh, to say, yo, today is the wedding day of so and so. So therefore, that's the rumor that's supporting the fact that she got married. So therefore, this circumstantial evidence plus the rumor is enough to be our concern in the Mishnah that that day she did get married. Moore says, really? Miss Kadesh says that she's going to get married? Maybe they unfortunately canceled it. The Dumaloi Katsha. So why is that considered circumstantial evidence that supports this rumor? So Moore says, Emo, you're right. Change it around. Not that Miss Kadesh says that she will be Miss Kadesh. That's what the people are saying. Ella, Plonis is Katsha, yo. They didn't see the wedding, the chuppah, but they're at the feast, and they say, yeah, this is the wedding feast of so-and-so. And therefore, this plus the rumor that she got married is enough to say that this woman is no longer penuria and she's going to need a get from that person if she wants to marry somebody else. Likewise, Uchein Tani Levi. Levi said similarly that we just don't accept any rumor. Lo she yishmu kol havar. This, oh, people are saying that she's married. That's enough. No. Elo kadesh you neiros dolkos mitos mutzos. He again said also the wedding hall had to be all set up. They had the candles lit. The tables all set. And noshim tovels the oranir, and the women that are spinning their weave by the light of the moon. Usmechusla. They're telling us, oh, how happy we are for so and so. She finally got married. The omros, and they say plonis miskadeshes. Oh, she's to be married today. Again, the more says miskadeshes. They're saying that she will be married. Vidum aloi kacha. Maybe she didn't get married. The wedding unfortunately didn't go through. So again, omra papa ema plonis niskacha yom. They're not saying that she will get married. They're saying that she did get married that day. So along with the other circumstantial evidence and this rumor, that is enough to be us that we're choshesh for it. Again, we don't say that she's definitely married, but we say that she, before she can marry somebody else, we have to be choshesh, and she'll have to get a divorce from the person that they're talking about that she's married to. Another way to learn this, Amar Rabba Bar Chanan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Yochanan, that you know what the case was? Not lo sheshomu kol havar, not again that it's just a rumor. Ella, again, kadesh neiros dolkos mitos mitzos. He said that the wedding hall was all set up. There were the candles that were lit, and the couches were all set up over there for them to eat. Uvnei adam nechlasa yosef, people going in and out, and amru dover, and the people said she was in fact married today. Zehu kol. Oh, that is a valid call that we have to be concerned about, and she can't get married to somebody else before she gets a divorce from this person. Lo amru dover, but if they didn't say anything, all they did was have the wedding hall set up and people going in and out. So, Zehu Amasla. They didn't say that she got married, and therefore, without them saying anything, this is just a call, this is just a rumor, and it has no halachic validity to it to require her to get a divorce from that person. She wants to marry somebody else. So Gemara says, wait a second. How could Rabbi Bar Chanan say in the name of Yochanan that Zehu Amasla, Lo Amru, they didn't say anything. Lo Amru, Lo Klum. So why would we need an Amasla? Nobody said that she was married. Yeah, there's this rumor going about it, but not nobody here that's going in and out of this wedding hall is saying that she got married. So why would we even have a chashash and say that this woman is married and that this is a Amasla if they don't say anything? They didn't say anything. What's the Havamin over here? So the Gemara says, yeah, Rabbi Yochanan is telling us an important din. Rabbi Bar Chanan is saying the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Lafuke Mide Rabba Bar Rav Huna. He is saying different than what Rabbi Bar Rav Huna said. He is saying that if they don't say anything that day, so that is an Amasla. But Rabbi Bar Rav Huna says, even if they say things later on, so then, even though they didn't say anything that day, Rabba Bar Rav Huna says that would still be a valid amasla. Let's read the Gemara. Lafuki be the Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Rabba Bar Bar Chana saying in the name of Yochanan is this disagreeing with Rabba Bar Rav Huna, which we'll see later on in the Gemara, who actually says a statement. Because the Omar, Ma Amasla Shamu, that which we said, that an amasla will work to go and negate a rumor. If you have an explanation, the amasla is an explanation as to what happened over here. So that amasla will work. So Rav Yochanan says it only works if it's said that day. But Rabba Bar Rav Huna says, afilu mikan v'yad yud yomim, even if it were to be said 10 days later, not at the day of the marriage, but 10 days later they come out and say that whatever it was, the amasla, the explanation. So Rabba Bar Rav Huna says that's the works. But Kamash Balan, the Rav Yochanan says, lo amru means hu dahava amasla. Ha amru lo havi amasla. He says that when we say that they didn't say anything, that is that day. Only that day is that considered a masla. But if they did say something originally and they did not include the fact that there's this masla, so then lo havi amasla, then the masla will not work 10 days later. So that's the machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Rabba Bar Rav Huna as to what, in fact, constitutes a valid amasla. Rav Yochanan says it has to be that day, whereas Rabba Bar Rav Huna will say it can be even said later on. Gemara continues to discuss this general subject. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav, Rabbi Abba said name Rav Huna, Amar Rav. Lo sheshamu kol havara. Again, just having a rumor going about, that's not going to do anything to require a woman to get a divorce from somebody that there's a rumor going about that she's married to him. However, El Kadesh Yoma, if people are saying, Ploni Mehechon Shama, where did you hear this rumor? And he says, Miploni, I heard it from these two kosher witnesses. Uploni, Miploni, and they heard it from these kosher witnesses. Ubotkin, and they go check it out. Beholchin, and as they go and figure it out, Ashmigin Ladovra Bara, until they get to the original people, the two kosher witnesses that say, we saw the marriage take place, or we saw the divorce take place, and that's how you substantiate a rumor. More questions, as I said, really? That's called substantiating a rumor. That's called evidence. Davar habarur edus ma'ayisuhu. And they go check it out and find the original two witnesses that state they saw the kiddushin or they saw the gerushin. So it's no longer a rumor. Then now it's a fact. We have edus. So he says, yeah, that's not what we meant. Elo kiyosu Reb Shmuel bar Yehuda. Reb Shmuel bar Yehuda came. He said, Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav. He restated this statement that Rabbi Abba had made in the name of Rav Huna, in the name of Rav. Lo sheshamu kol havar. Again, not a rumor. That's just simply a rumor. But the people said, Ploni, Mehechon Shama, Mi Ploni, you Ploni, Mi Ploni. They went and said, yes, he heard it from so-and-so, he heard it from so-and-so, he heard it from so-and-so, and the original two witnesses that had supposedly made the statement, yes, we saw the Kiddushin, we saw the Gerushin, they're no longer around. The whole Cholem Odin Sayyam, they traveled off to the Midas Sayyam. So that's what it means, that we have enough of circumstantial evidence, so to say, over here, that we have to take this Kiddushin into consideration, that the woman should get a get from this person if she wants to marry somebody else, or that the Gerushin does in fact take effect, and that she's no longer considered married to so-and-so. Not that we would go and allow her to marry somebody else, but that this now, she would not be allowed to go and marry a Kohen, because there is this concern about Gerushin. But not that we have absolute Dovor. If we have Dovor, if we have Eidos, then of course, then there is no question. It's not a rumor anymore. So here we're getting as close to the source as we possibly can. And the original source, those two witnesses, they have gone to Medina Sayyam. Only Abayi Rav Yosef. Abayi says Rav Yosef, Mivat Linon Kola or Lo Mivat Linon. When we originally, let's say, for example, Rashi says these two witnesses that had supposedly seen the Kiddushin or seen the Gerushin, they're off in the Medina Sayyam. Now they come back. A year later, they come back. And we ask them, was this or was this not true? And they say, no, it wasn't true. So therefore, at this point in time, do we uproot the status that we had accepted that rumor to be a fact, and this woman cannot get married unless she gets a gerushin from this person? Or do we say no? Once it was established, even though we later on want to negate the rumor, that's it. You need now a gerushin from that original person because there was a substantiated rumor that in fact they were married, even though now we have proven that to be incorrect. So that was a question that Abayi asked Rav Yosef, and as we'll see, there's a machlokas. So I'm late. Rav Yosef tells him, I mean, the Amar Rav Chista, had said, "Ach Yishun Piaksherim," that you go and say that this is not a valid rumor, that you go and halachically act upon until you actually hear it from kosher witnesses. Shmamina mivatlinon kala, that you can go and get rid of this incorrect idea because now you know from the witnesses that it wasn't true. So therefore, we do go and uproot it. So Amalei, Abayi says to him, "Really, Adrabba." From a statement of Rav Sheshes, he says, "Afilu mipinoshim heavy call." He says it doesn't have to be kosher witnesses; it even be non-kosher witnesses, even women. So that would be something that we accept. So shmamino lo mevatlinu kolam. We don't go and uproot it. That once we accept it, that's it. End of the discussion. So it's a machlokas of between Rav Chista and Rav Sheshes as to whether we do or do not go and mevatel a call that is found out to be no longer correct. So Morris says, how do we paskin? So Amalei, Rav Yosef said, each place paskins differently. It's not one set rule. There are different shtots, there are different cities that had different psak halacha. So Atar Vosa Ninhu, both of them could possibly be correct. In some towns, for example, Besura, Mevatle Kola, they would go and uproot this false rumor when they go and check it out. And the original source, let's say those two witnesses are going off to the Medina Sayyam, say, no, we never said that. So then you could be Mevatle the Kola. The rumor goes away, even though it had been substantiated to a certain extent. But in Ardai, which, as we'll see, is Shmuel's town, this is important to remember for later on, Benardai, lo mevatle kol. No, they wouldn't uproot a rumor. Once the rumor has been substantiated, even though it's subsequently no longer substantiated, so then that rumor stays in effect from a halachic point of view. Okay. Hai denofak ola kola. There once was a woman about this woman, a rumor came about, the ikadsha levar de rab, that she in fact had gotten married to one of the tamidim in the yeshiva. Bar be rab is one of the tamidim in the yeshiva. Asya Rav Chama Leavua, Rabbi Chama went to the father of this Bar Bei Rav, to the father of this Talmud that supposedly had been Makadish this woman, and he asked him, what happened? So Amalei, Emeli Hechi Hava Uvda, what happened over here? And I'll be able to determine whether this was a real Kedushin or not. So Amalei, to the father of this Talmud said, Al Tanai Kaddish, he, my son, was Makadish this girl with the Tanai. The Tanai was, Adaita Delo Ozil Bei Chuzoy, you'll be married to me if I don't go to Bei Chuzoy, a certain city. And then Viozil, he went to Bei Chuzoy, and therefore the father said, my son never was Makadish this woman, because the Tanai wasn't fulfilled. It was only Kedushin out tonight. However, Rabbi Chama said to him, no, sorry. Rabbi Chama said, Amalei Rabbi Chama, Kivan de Be'idna de Habai Kola, since at the time that the rumor came out that she was in fact married to your son, Lo havaya masla. We didn't know this tonight, and therefore lav kol keminoch demechaskta amasla. You cannot later on go and establish the amasla. It has to be at the same time. Now this is in accord with the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan, as we brought down a few minutes ago, that Rabba Bar Chana had said over the name of Rabbi Yochanan that the amasla only works if it's done right at that point in time, as opposed to the opinion of Rabba Bar Rav Huna, said it could even be 10 days later. So Rav Chama paskened over here like Rav Yochanan, that says since the amasla didn't come at the same time that the rumor came, so therefore you can't accept the amasla at a later point in time. Another maisa. Hahi dinofak alo kalo di kacho biatzifa de suchlo the eno de veishifi. What's this case over here? There was a certain woman that a rumor came about her that she had accepted kiddushin with a person at the spring. Rashi says the Eina is the spring of Beit Shifi. That's the name of a place. And the Kiddushin that she accepted was Atzipa de Suchla. Rashi tells us that Atzipa de Suchla is Tzmarim Shelo Bishlu Kol Tzorcham. These are dates that haven't fully ripened. And they would put him in certain types of palm frond baskets. Umenichlosom Bechosolos Kelim Hasuyim Mikapos Tzorcham. So they put him in some sort of a wicker type of a basket and they would mature there further. Umispashlin Kitsas. They would only mature, however, a certain amount. They would detach already from the tree. They would still mature a little bit, but they were not fully matured. When somebody would go and eat these dates that were now in the basket, nishar mina ochel al hagarin. They couldn't eat the whole thing. Some of the ochel would still remain on the seed inside. She'eno nifra mina yofe. It didn't separate easily. So when they tried to take it apart, some little food was left on the seeds. And this would be animal fodder, Rashi says, but it could be eaten by human being as well. So this is what the kiddushin was. She had gotten a bunch of these dates that had a little bit of the seeds of the dates that still had some fruit on them. So this woman, the rumor went about, had been mikudeshes with such a small item. So Shalcha Ravidi Bar Avin L'Kamei Dabai. So Ravidi Bar Avin was asked a shayla, and he sent it to Abai, and he said, "What's the psak? Ki I gab n'mai. How should I paskin in this situation?" So Abai tells Ravidi Bar Avin that he says, "Afilu l'man d'yomel lo mevatn kola." We just had a machlokas in Surah, for example, they were mevatle kola, in Ardoi they were not mevatle kola. But he says, even according to opinion, says normally we do not be mevatle kola. That's because people won't know that the kol was uprooted, and they'll think that a person can go and get married to this woman without needing a divorce or whatever other takola could possibly occur. That's why they say lo mevatlin kol, because they'll have heard the original kol, but they won't have heard that you mevatl the kol. So even according to that opinion that we say lo mevatlin kol, afil man diyom lo mevatlin kol, b'ho mevatlin kol, here you can go be mevatl, because you know what people are going to say? Man, maramri, everybody's going to say, yeah, I knew b'hu rabbonim b'kidushel, they knew the details. They said that she got in married with the Kiddushin, the ring, so to say, the Kesef Kiddushin, being this very, very insignificant material, the little bit of fruit that was still attached to the seeds. And when they don't require this woman to get a divorce from that first man that the rumor has that she was married to, they're going to say, oh, the rabbis checked it out, and it wasn't worth a Shava Pruta, and that's why that Kiddushin wasn't good. Not that you can just ignore that marriage. There's no potential for takala in this situation. So even the opinion says, lo mevatlin kola, would say over here, mevatlin kola. Another ma'aseh shoya, hayi dinofak kola kola. There was a certain woman that became about her a rumor, the kacha, that she had gotten first stage of marriage, kiddushin, and we turned to peites on the days, lechad mibnei planya, to one of several of the sons that a person had. And Rashi is, lo hayu omim le'ezimihen. So she got married to one of Yanko's sons. We don't know. Was Reuven or was Shimon or any of the other children? So in that situation, do we have to go and concern ourselves to say with this rumor that, in fact, it is substantiated? So Amar Rava says no. Again here, Afilu l'man d'yom alo mevat linon kol, and even according to the opinion, it says, normally we're not mevat l'kol. Here, b'ho mevat linon kol. We would say you can be mevat l'kol. Why is that? Because people will not make a takal over here. They'll say, I know who rabbanim b'kidushay, b'kidushay katan habu. They're going to say that the rabbis checked this out, and obviously this kiddushin wasn't a valid kiddushin. It was to one of the sons that was under the age of bar mitzvah, and therefore that's why it wasn't a valid kiddushin. They're not going to think that a person can go and marry this woman who had undergone a real kiddushin without having a get. So they'll assume over here that there was no real kiddushin. The rabbis checked it out, and therefore no takala will come. And therefore, even the opinion that Norman says ein mevatlin kola, lo mevatlin kola, will say over here that you could. Another maisa, similar. Hi, the nafag lekala, the ikadsho lekaton hanira kagadol. Once was a rumor that went about a certain woman that she had accepted kiddushin from a katan, but that katan looked like a gadol, and therefore, as Rashi says, in such a scenario, we have to be concerned that maybe people will think that this guy was really a gadol. He looked, as Rashi says, in Dibur Masa lekaton, bishanim nira gufo kigadol. He's really a katan in regards to years, but physiologically, he looks like a gadol. I don't know. The kid was tall. The kid had a beard already. And everybody knows him that he's a katan, albeit he looks like a gadol. So what's the din in this situation? So Amalei Rav Mordechai Ravashi. Mordechai said to Ravashi, Havo Uvda V'amru, that once was such a maisa, and they said, Adayin lo hagia l'flagus Reuven, that in this situation, the actions of this child will show everybody that even though he looks like a gadol, he's a 10-year-old kid, and he has a beard, he has a little bit of a mustache, so everyone's going to know that this guy's still a child by the way he acts. So therefore, no takola can come from this as well. Everybody's going to say, no, the reason why you don't need a get, because the kedushin wasn't a valid kedushin, this child was a katan. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, it's a pasuk from Shoftim, l'flagus Reuven gedolim chikrei lev. As Rashi points out, he says that you can check out by his actions that he's not really a gadol. Some people, you can tell that they're a gadol by their looks, but by their actions, you can see that they're not a gadol, and therefore that will be the way that we ultimately decide this, and therefore nobody will make a mistake, and therefore even the opinion that says lo mevatlin kol would say in this situation that you're allowed to be mevatel this kol because everybody knows that he really is a kol. Let me quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "Uvach lo sehei shom amaslo." We said in the Mishnah that you have to be concerned about the kedushin if it happens that day, unless there is an explanation as to why. The amaslo is the excuse, the reason, the explanation as to why we shouldn't take into account that kedushin. Amar Rabba bar Rav Huna. So Rabba bar Rav Huna says, "Amaslo shomru afilu mikavi adasar yom." Oh, this is what we said earlier. Here's where the Gemara brings it down that amaslo, according to Rabba bar Rav Huna, could even come at a later point in time. Yochanan would disagree with it, but here the Gemara is bringing down the opinion of Rabba bar Rav Huna. Then we have another case. Rav Zvid Omar, Bimkom Amaslo, Choshishin Amaslo. If you are in a situation where there is a potential for an Amaslo, so then we take into account this Amaslo, even though it wasn't actually stated. So in other words, as long as there is a good Amaslo here, even though nobody said it, b'makom amasla, where there is a potential for the amasla, choshishil amasla, we do concern ourselves with the amasla. In other words, we will say that we don't have to be concerned about the rumor that went about. That's the opinion of Zvid. Rav Papa disagrees. Esi Rav Papa or Zvid. Rav Papa questions whether he says, really? But what did the Mishnah say? Ubavach lo tehei shom amasla. The Mishnah seemed to say that you actually have to have the amasla said, not that there's a theoretical amasla that could have been said and nobody said it. So Rav Papa says our Mishnah seems to go against you, Rav Zvid. Rav says, no, it doesn't. I'm late. Rav Zvid responds to Rav Papa and he says, Bimkom amasla komar. Read the Mishnah, not buvach lo tehei shom amasla, but read the Mishnah, elo, that there was bimokom amasla, as long as there was an amasla, even though it wasn't stated, so then you can rely upon that to knock off the rumor. But Rav Papa doesn't seem to agree with that. But the more questions that, Amalei Rav Kana, Rav Papa, Rav Kana says to Rav Papa, you don't agree with that? V'yat lo tizbara, don't you also agree that bimokom amasla, even if there's a potential for the amasla that's good enough? After all, vatnan, we learned in the following Mishnah, this is a Mishnah in Yevamos, and it says, if a woman accepted Kiddushin, Niskatsha, if a woman, Nebuch, had been told that her husband passed away, it was with one witness, and we said previously many times, and we had this many times, obviously, in the different Masechtos in Seder Noshim, that if a woman hears from one witness, even a non-kosher witness, that her husband passed away, because of the principle of Daika Uminsava, she'll really check it out, so the rabbis made a kula that she's allowed to go get married based upon the opinion of this one, even non-kosher witness, because of the principle of Daika Uminsava, she'll really go check it out. And therefore, in this situation, a woman had been told by a single witness that her husband had passed away, she had supposedly checked it out, and accepted Kiddushin, but just Kiddushin, just the first stage of marriage from another man. And then the achakach bo bala. And then her husband shows up. So obviously her husband's not dead. So obviously the kedushin with the second person has no value. But is she allowed to go back to her first husband? So the Mishnah Yevama says, Muteris Lachsar, since she didn't do anything wrong, as we'll see, she just had accepted the kedushin, the first stage of marriage, she hadn't lived with a new person. So therefore, Muteris Lachsar, she's allowed to go back to her husband because Baruch Hashem, no Aveira had occurred. And therefore, the rabbis didn't make any knots, as we'll see in the Gemara. So that's what the Mishnah says. Now, according to this, isn't the reason that we allow her to go back to her first husband and we're, so to say, mevato the kol that her first husband had passed away, isn't it because everybody knows, even though the second husband didn't say so, that he only was getting married to her because it was under the assumption that she was a widow, that her first husband had passed away. It's as if he said it tonight, but he didn't actually say it. So therefore, don't you wrap up or agree with this mission in Yevamos that says, as long as it's b'makom ha'masla, as long as it's obvious, the circumstances indicate that that's the case, even though it wasn't specifically stated. So, Rav Papa, don't you agree with that? So how does Rav Papa answer? He says, no, shiny husband, that's different. Because the Yosei Baal, the husband came back, the first husband came back, he's not dead. The Koma Ira. So clearly, that is going to negate any concerns that people have about making a misassumption over here. They're going to know, the husband came back. So obviously, he never divorced his wife. He's saying, I'm back. So therefore, there is no potential for Tekala. Moore says, if that's the case, then Ihachi, if once the husband comes back, all concerns go away. So then why do we only see in the case of Kiddushin? First stage of marriage. But in the case of the second stage of marriage, if he actually got married to somebody, she's not going to go back to her first husband. So, Ihachi Nisus Nami. If this is true, that this is, so to say, an obvious amasa there, and the second Kiddushin is no good, so then we should say that the second Kiddushin, whether it's just the first stage of Kiddushin or it's the second stage Nisuin, she still should be allowed to go back to her husband. But that's not the din. She's only allowed to go back to her husband if there was only Kiddushin with the second person, but not if there was Nisuin with the second person. Then the rabbis, as we'll see, instituted a kenasa and said she can't go back to her first husband. But according to this idea, why should it make any difference? It's b'makom ha'masla. Someone says, no, it's a knas. Ni says, the of the Isura, kinsua rabbanon. Niskacha, the law of the Isura, lo kinsua rabbanon. The answer is, as I already suggested, when the woman did not do an Isser yet, she just had Kiddushin. Oh, she checked it out, she went to the stage of Kiddushin, but then, Baruch Hashem, she finds that her husband's alive, and she goes back to her first husband. There was no Aveira done, as we say, no harm, no foul. So, no harm occurred over here. She didn't actually sleep with this new man while she was still a nation siege. So therefore, the rabbis didn't have to institute a knas of any sort, even though she wasn't checking it out as much as she should have, but no harm occurred, and therefore, there's no foul, there's no penalty, and she's allowed to go back to her first husband. But Nebuch, when she had Nisuin, and she engaged in relations with the new husband, he's not really a new husband. The first husband's still alive. She's an HSC, so she can't accept Kiddushin from this new husband. And therefore, the rabbis in this situation said, you didn't check it out well enough. Daika or Mintzva didn't occur. And therefore, we're not going to let you go and go back to your first husband as well. So therefore, in that situation, Kinsua Rabban. Amar Ravashi. Ravashi says, Kol Kolu Dilo is Chazik Bevedino Lav Kolahu. If the call, the rumor, wasn't substantiated by the Beis Din. In other words, the Beis Din didn't say, yes, this is the Psak Halacha, so then it's not considered a rumor. Just before there's a rumor going around, so if it's not substantiated by Beis Din, Ravashi says that makes no difference. That's the first statement that Ravashi said. But Amar Ravashi, Ravashi said another statement, Kol Kola de Bosa Nisuin Lo Chashinan Le, any rumor that comes out after the actual Nisuin took place. So this woman, there was a rumor that after she was married, that there was actually a previous marriage, so that only comes out once she's married, so then we don't concern ourselves with that as well. The implication of that, however, is, the Basar Erisin, if it had only been after the Erisin, then Chayshinale. Here we're talking about that it was after Nisuin, we don't concern ourselves with it. Implication being that if it was only the first stage of marriage, then we would concern ourselves with it. That seems to be the implication from what Ravashi said. However, the Gemara says, Rav Chaviva, man, no. Afilu de Basar Erisin, namilu Chayshinale. Even if it's after only Erisin, we still don't concern ourselves with it. If it wasn't around at that time, so we don't allow anything after even the Erisin, and certainly after the Nisuin, to go and ruin this marriage. Unless there's, of course, evidence. If it's just a rumor, we don't allow it to. And how do we possibly? We possibly like this, where Chaviva, the Gemara says, v'hilchasalo chayshinale, whether it's after the Nisuin, and even if it's after only the Erisin. Whereas the following shaylo, Amar Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba, Rav Yirmiyahu bar Abba said that they send Shochel Eim Ibnei Rav L'Shmuel after Rav passed away, so the Tamidim would ask Shmuel shaylo. So after Rav passed away, they sent for the Beis Medrash of Rav to Shmuel the following shaylo. Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, please teach us our Rebbe. If there was a rumor about a woman that she had previously been married to the first husband, but then, despite the fact that there was this rumor, another man came along and gave her a real Kiddushin Daraisa with witnesses, with the appropriate Shavu Pruta. So the second Kiddushin, if there was no first Kiddushin, would absolutely be a good Kiddushin. So what's the din? Mahu. Does she need a get from the first person? Is she allowed to go live with the second person? What's the din? That's what they asked Shmuel. So Shalach Lo, Shmuel sent back to them, Taitse. She can't stay married to the second person. What do they have to do? Famidu Hadavar Al Borov. The Hodiuni. So you have to go check it out and find out what happened over here. And then, in this situation, you'll let me know what the circumstances were. Now, what was Shmuel telling them to go check it out? My, Vamido Hadavra, or leave things the way they are until you check it out. Ilema, if you're going to tell me the imagaya milsa, the kiddusha de kama, lav kiddusha me'al yaninu, if they're going to check it out and find out that the first kiddushin, which the rumor was about, in fact was not a real kiddushin, if that's what they're going to check out, so then what is Shmuel telling them? Mivatlin and Kola, that you can go and uproot that rumor and now let her get married to the second guy? The second marriage is a valid kiddushin? Vaha, Nardai, Asri de Shmuel. Nardai is, as I mentioned before, Shmuel Shtat. Shmuel was the Ravi, Nardai. And therefore, the opinion of Nardai was Velo Mivatli Kola, as we said earlier in the shir. So therefore, Shmuel can't be telling them, go check out whether the first rumor is true or not. And if you find that it's not true, then the second kiddushin is a valid kiddushin. No, he holds that once we've established the first rumor to be a substantiated rumor, so then Lo Mivatli Kola. So that can't be what Shmuel was telling him to do. So what is he telling him to go check it out? Elo, Shmuel's telling him to go check it out. The Magali Milsa, when you go check it out, the Kiddushe Kama Kiddushe Me'ayininu, when you check it out, those two witnesses that were in the Medina Sayam who had made us substantiate the rumor, now come back and say, yeah, we were there. We were the Eid Kiddushin. So we saw this woman, in fact, get married to this guy. So now, Lo Tzricha Get Misheni. This is such a strong evidence that she no longer is considered married to the second person at all. And therefore, the second person doesn't have to give or get. That's what Shmuel was telling them to do. But this opinion of Shmuel seems to upliga the Rav Huna, argues with what Rav Huna said. What did Rav Huna say? Rav Huna said, Eishes ish sheposhto yodo. If a woman is married, she's 100% married, and she stretches out her hand to accept Kiddushim, the Kiblu Kiddushim Yacher. Now, we know, of course, that Kiddushim will not really work, but the statement of Rav Huna is mikudeshes. We have to treat her as if she's mikudeshes. There really is no kiddushin over here, but since people aren't going to know that she's a married woman, and they're going to see she got kiddushin, and then they'll see that she just walks away from the marriage without a get. So they're going to think that you can walk away from the marriage without a get if it's just the first stage of marriage. So they'll think, okay, that's not such a real marriage. So they'll make this takala. And this is based upon that what Rav Hamnuna said. Rav Huna is stating his statement based upon what Rav Hamnuna said. And this, Midi Rav Hamnuna, is the Amar Rav Hamnuna, Ha'isha Sha'am Leval Legerashtani, because a woman who says to her husband, you have divorced me, Ne'emenes, she is believed, because Chazoka Initra Me'iza Ponel Bifnei Bala, because nobody would be so chutzpah they can say in front of their own husband, hey, you divorced me. So if she has the chutzpah, so to say that, it must be true. No woman would say that if it wasn't true. So to over here, Rav Huna says, based upon this principle of her Amnuna, that this woman who sticks out her hand to go accept Kiddushin is essentially stating, I'm a divorced woman in front of her husband, and therefore we have to be concerned and mikudeshes. So we have to treat the second person as if the Kiddushin really worked, even though halachically she can't go and marry the second person, she still is an Eishes Ish from the first person, but we make her go get a get from the second person in this scenario, because people won't know, and they'll think that she is in fact a divorced woman and accepted Kiddushin, and then she walks away, they'll think that you can walk away from Kiddushin, the first stage of marriage, without getting a get. New. This is what Rav Huna said. Why didn't Shmuel agree with this statement of Rav Hamnuna? So Rav Huna says, no, he does. He just disagrees with Rav Huna, but he agrees with Rav Hamnuna. V'idach, Shmuel would say, ki idma the Rav Hamnuna, this statement that Rav Hamnuna said, that Isha Shamal Abala Gireshtani, Chazaka, Ein Isha Me'iza, Paneh Bifnei Bala, and therefore she's Nemenes, that's only said if it's Bifanov. It's only if he's right there. But Shalom Bifanov, Me'iza. Shmuel says that Rav Hamnuna said this is only when the husband is right there. If the husband's not there, the woman will lie. The woman will be brazen. The woman will be chutzpahdik. So in this situation where she sticks out a hand to get kedusha from another man, so even Rav Hamnuna would agree that that scenario, you can't say that the woman is not going to be so brazen to argue that she's divorced in front of her husband because her husband's not there. And therefore, Shmuel says, even Rav Hamnuna would say in that situation that we have to be concerned. Okay, so Rav Huna and Shmuel are arguing how to understand the statement of Rav Hamnuna. Gemara continues and says, Lo Matzu Davar Al Bo Rav. Shmuel had told them, go check it out, and if you don't find out that everything is true, so then, what is the halacha? Mahu. The Gemara says, what would be the halacha in that situation? They checked it out, and they didn't find anything. So, Rav Huna says, Megarish Rishon, she then can accept the divorce of the first person, her first husband, the Nosi Sheni, and she would be allowed to go and marry the second husband in this situation. However, Alba Megari Sheni, Nosi Rishon Lo, but we wouldn't allow her to go and accept again from the second husband and then go back and marry the first husband. Why? My time up, because people will say, Osa Lemeimer, Maxi Grushasu Mino Erisin. They might mistakenly think that a person is allowed to be Maxi Grusha if it was only from Kiddushin, the first stage of Erisin. Oh, can't go and remarry somebody that you were married to originally who got married to somebody else if that second marriage was a marriage of nisuin, a full-fledged marriage. But if it was only a marriage of eretz in the first stage of marriage, and then they got divorced, then you could go back and marry her. So they'll mistakenly think that machzor grushos min eretz is allowed. So therefore, Rav Huna said, no, you can only let the first husband divorce her, and then she could get married to the second husband. That's not a problem. But the other way around, to get a divorce from the second husband, and then go back and marry the first husband, that's a concern of machzor grushos min eretz, and the people could make a mistake. That's the opinion of Rav Huna. Rav Shinana Berei de Ravidi disagreed. Rav Shinana Berei de Ravidi Amar, no, Afman Gari Shein even knows to be sure. Says, no problem. She could even get the divorce from the second husband and then go and back marry the first husband. Because, you know what people will say? Mema Amre, there's no takal over here because people will say, Aine Rabbanu Mikidushe, Mikidushe Toz Hava. They checked it out and they saw that the second marriage was not really a violent marriage. So again, I'll suffix that you don't want to have any concerns. But it really wasn't a real marriage and therefore, she never is a machzor grushos situation because the second marriage really wasn't a real marriage. So Rav Shinana disagrees with Rav Huna. Similar story, Yotzalah called Mizeh Mizeh. There was a rumor that said that this woman had accepted Kiddushin from the first person and then had accepted Kiddushin from a second person. And we don't have proof to either one. So Ma, what's the din in this situation? Can she stay married to either one of them? Does she need to get from both of them? What's the din? Mahu. So that's the question that was raised. Amar Rapapa. Rapapa said, Avzu, in this case as well. He possibly like Rav Huna in the previous case. Rapapa says, Megarish Rishon, the first person can divorce her. Venosi Shani. And then she's allowed to go marry the second person. Monashach, if the first person was a marriage, and now a divorce. And therefore, if his second person was a marriage, so he's remarrying her again. No big deal. And if the marriage wasn't a good marriage, because she'd previously married, but now she's divorced, and therefore he's allowed to marry a divorcee. There's no problem of machzi grushaso by the second person. But there is a problem of potentially a tekala of machzi grushaso by the first person. And therefore, Rapapa said, like Rav Huna, that only the scenario of the first husband giving a get and the second husband marrying her is allowed. But not the other way around, that the second husband should give her a get and the first husband can remarry her. No, that's not allowed. And again, Amemar disagrees. Amemar says, like Rav Shinana, Amemar Amar Muter is the Shneim. She is allowed to get married to either one of them. As long as the other one gives a get, she can stay married to either one because there's no concern over here. The people will say, the Kiddushi Tolos Hava, and that's why she's allowed to go and marry the other person. It's not a concern of Machzor Grushaso. When we turn to Daf Tzadi Omen Aleph, and we've concluded today's Shia, the Hilchos, how do we paskin? Muteris Lishneim. We paskin like the opinion of Amemar over the opinion of Rav Huna. With this, we conclude today's Shia. This will bring us into the last daf of this beautiful Masechta tomorrow, Daf Tzadi, which, Mitzvah Hashem, will finish off Maseches Gittin.